The new government measures introduced yesterday for dealing with COVID-19 prompt various reactions in the papers. The frights before Christmas, says the Irish Sun headline, over a report that travel plans and the reopening of schools after Christmas have been cast into doubt. Travel plans are the main concern for the Irish Independent. The paper says that the requirement of a negative COVID-19 test for travellers to Ireland will cause significant angst for people planning visits home to see family and those jetting off for short breaks over the festive period. The effect on school children over the age of 9 of the requirement to wear masks from today is highlighted in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Mail. No mask, no class is the message in the Mirror. Mask up or go home, says the Mail. Case numbers of COVID-19 among children went through the roof in November. Those are the words of the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, quoted in the Irish Examiner's lead headline. He told the Dáil yesterday that nearly 20,000 cases of COVID in children aged 5 to 12 were confirmed in the last 4 weeks. The Taoiseach said the target now in schools was to get to the Christmas break, recalibrate and review how we deal with the next semester, the paper says. Looking beyond the next semester, the Irish Times reports that legislation to extend the government's powers to impose COVID regulations will be rushed through the Oireachtas in the coming days, as ministers face the prospect of restrictions potentially lasting until the middle of next year. The Irish Daily Star's main story is about a man found guilty of driving under the influence of cocaine in Kerry. There is much coverage of the trial in New York of Ghislaine Maxwell on charges of procuring teenage girls for the financier Jeffrey Epstein. The Independent has an Irish angle. John Mulligan reports that Epstein was on his private Boeing 727 jet as it flew in and out of Dublin, Waterford, Shannon and Belfast over the course of more than a decade from 1996. The Times reports on its front page that house owners affected by the Mica defective blocks scandal have reacted angrily to a revised redress scheme, saying they will still have to contribute large sums to rebuild their homes. The government scheme will cost €2.2 billion, the paper says. A spokesman for the Mica Action Group is quoted as saying that the average size of homes affected is 2,400 square feet. And the owner of such a house would have to contribute €65,000 to the cost of a rebuild. In The Examiner, Mick Clifford writes about what the paper calls the curious case of 8 Garda suspensions following an investigation into fixing road traffic tickets. The Irish News reports that a Brexiteer and leading businessman in the north has said that if politicians want to save the union with Britain, they must concentrate on prosperity and embrace the Northern Ireland Protocol. He is Erwin Armstrong, founder of Sega Healthcare and one-time chairman of the Northern Ireland Conservatives. He said unionism was failing to recognise the potential of the post-Brexit trade arrangements to create wealth. Mr. Armstrong was speaking, the paper says, as official figures indicated that Northern Ireland is prospering because of the protocol. And the Financial Times reported that the North had the best performance across all UK nations and regions.